school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Week 7 of high school football as we are here in Riley, Kansas, as the Nemaha Central Thunder, who are 6-0 on the regular season, one of just three teams left in Class 2A, are against the 2-4 and 1-1 Riley County Falcons. Jared Sluppy with you on the call for this one. Should be a good one. Got some big headlines on tap for this one on the Nemaha Central side of things, and some district title implications are on the line. So be sure to stay tuned. This is going to be a big one. As of right now, the Thunder are currently on a 10-game regular season winning streak spanning back to last season. They're ranked number one in the Keisha Cover poll and number two in the K-Preps poll. They have outscored opponents 353-62 this season, and they are 2-0 in District 4 play. And they also haven't allowed a single point in district play, as well as scoring their opponents in district 134-0. Three games this season where they have scored at least 65 points as well. Their offense has been electric. And looking at their game last week versus Minneapolis, Braden Uphouse, their quarterback, went 9 for 11 with 149 passing yards. He also had two carries for two touchdowns. And Cooper Hike, one of the best, if not the best, running back in all of Northeastern Kansas, had 17 carries for 87 yards and four more touchdowns. He has had at least four touchdowns in every single game. And as for Gavin Kane, very solid wide receiver in the passing game as well. Three receptions, 58 yards. He also had two carries for a rushing touchdown as well with 12 yards. As for the Nemaha Central team, have a chance to get their first title since 2019. They are led by Coach Plastic, has a 13-3 record as the head coach. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with a look at your Raleigh County Falcons in just a bit here on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central, Riley County, getting underway here in about 10 minutes or so. Jared, I'll be back with you in the booth here in Riley, Kansas. Now taking a look at the Falcons this season, 2-4, but I tell you what, this is a team that plays better than the record. They have had a brutal schedule. This is their first 4-plus loss season since 2016 under their first-year head coach, Eric Willeman. It started 0-3 with losses to Silver Lake, 28-21, Rossville, 36-15, and at Rock Creek. All three of those teams have at least receiving votes, if not are ranked. Rock Creek currently ranked in the 2A poll. And it was their first three-game losing streak since 2014. Since then, the Falcons have won two of their last three games. They won 39-14 at Rojo Valley, And then 2 weeks ago, they lost 35-0 against 2A number 4 Sabetha. And then last week, they defeated Horton on the road 44-3. And in that game, sophomore quarterback Eli Harmison went 8 for 11, 163 yards, and 3 passing touchdowns. He also had a rushing touchdown as well on 3 carries. Samson Wagner, though, leads the team on the ground. He had 8 carries, 126 yards, with 2 touchdowns, a senior running back. Also, Samuel Allen, their wide receiver, he had 6 carries on the ground. He had a rushing touchdown as well. And Coach Willeman, 11-5 in his second year, trying to kind of turn things around a little bit after what's been kind of a disappointing season, but still have plenty of time to make a statement at the end of the year and go into the playoffs with the head of steam. Take a look at some of our key players. First, for the Nemaha Central Thunder, of course, it'll be Cooper Hike, the senior running back / linebacker. He has 96 carries for 1,006 rushing yards, 25 touchdowns. Yes, you heard me right. He has had 4 touchdowns in every single game except for one game where he had 5. He has 10.5 yards per carry. And on the defensive side, he has 43 tackles, which leads the team. He has 10 tackles for loss with a sack, a fumbled recovery, and a forced fumble as well. As for their senior quarterback, Braden Uphouse, he is 35 for 47 this year with 626 passing yards and 6 passing touchdowns with no interceptions. Also on the ground, he has 21 carries, 138 rushing yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. And a couple other players to kind of keep an eye out on is freshman quarterback / running back Carter Hike, his younger brother. He, on this season, has a rushing touchdown. He has 14 carries. He also is 6 for 10 over the air. He played 2 weeks ago in a game where Braden Uphouse was injured. Their leading wide receiver, senior Gavin Kane. He has 15 receptions for 324 receiving yards with 3 receiving touchdowns on the year. And then another guy on the defensive side of the ball to keep an eye on is Blake Stahlbomber, who has 9 tackles for loss and 36 tackles. As for the Falcons, sophomore quarterback Eli Harmison is 59 for 118. He has 932 passing yards with 7 touchdowns but 5 interceptions. He's averaging 155.3 yards per game. As for Samson Wagoner, their senior running back, he has 79 carries with 542 rushing yards and 7 rushing touchdowns. He averages 6.9 yards per carry and 90.3 yards per game. Also on the defensive side, he has 80 tackles. Yes, you heard that right, 80, 8-0, with 4 tackles for loss and a forced fumble. Also, Sammy Allen, he has 47 carries on the ground with 4 rushing touchdowns, 6.7 yards per carry, a good little change of pace back. And as for their leading wide receiver, Lucas Culp, he has 22 receptions, 448 receiving yards, 3 receiving touchdowns, also 20.4 yards per reception. He averages just a shade under 75 yards a game. And on the defensive side, he has 55 tackles and 7 tackles for loss with 2 interceptions and a pick 6. Another guy to keep an eye on the defensive line is junior defensive lineman Brogan Shue. He has 59 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and a fumble recovery. Looking at the team stats for both of these squads, this is an Nemaha Central offense that's averaging 58.8 points per game, 390.8 yards per game, 273.3 rushing yards per game, and 117.5 passing yards per game. But this isn't just a team that will score a lot of points and then give up a lot of points. They're only averaging, giving up 10.3 points per game as well, with 56 tackles for loss. That's 9.3 TFLs per game. Also 12 sacks, 2 of those per game. They have forced 12 turnovers, 8 interceptions, 4 fumble recoveries, and that is, if you do the math, two turnovers forced per game. So this is a very good defense as well for the Thunder. As for the Falcons, this is an offense that produces 23.3 points per game and 305.2 yards per game as well. Very evenly split, as I mentioned during our Friday Night Fever show, 155 passing yards per game and 149.8 rushing yards per game. And their defense has been allowing more points than they've been getting, 26.8 points per game allowed, with 27 tackles for loss, 9 turnovers forced, with 5 picks and 4 fumble recoveries. Looking at these two schedules so far, I mean, you take a look at this Nemaha Central schedule, they have been playing some good teams. They won at Holton in the opening week, 35-28, and then they beat Royal Valley, a pretty solid football team, 71-15, and then a Perry LeConson team that is down a little bit this year. We mentioned on Friday Night Fever that they are 2-4, but also they're still Perry LeConson. And then when they've been playing teams that are maybe a peg down in terms of the talent level, they've been blowing them out and taking care of business. So this is a team, as mentioned, that is number 2, according to K-Preps, number 1 in Class 2A, according to Keisha Covered. and they have more than earned their ranking. About to get this one underway here in just a few minutes. We'll send it to a timeout for one last time. We'll come back with kickoff. You're listening to our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lower prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Starting here in just a few minutes here from Riley, Kansas, between Riley County and Nemaha Central. It will be Riley County that will go ahead and receive the opening kick, and it will be the Thunder kicking away. And, or do I have them mixed around? I do have them mixed around. My mistake. Had the jerseys mixed up. So it'll be Riley County there in their baby blue jerseys with baby blue helmets and their black pants. As for Nemaha Central, it's white on white on white. Noah Freeze will kick off for the Falcons. And back to return for the Thunder is Gavin Kane and Cooper Hike. Putting their two best skill position players back to return. And I would assume that if you're Noah Freeze, he's probably been told to kick this one away from Cooper Hike. They'll get plenty of him in this game. As mentioned, 1,006 rushing yards on the season. If there's one player that you need to know in the entire region of Northeast Kansas high school football, it's that young man. And he misses, and it's a flag. He missed the ball. He ran right past it. So that'll back him up 5 yards, and they'll kick from the 35. So not a great start for Riley County here. And Nemaha Central has their returners right now standing at the 17-yard line to return this kick. Noah Freeze, senior. You're on senior nights. Maybe a little bit of jitters because of that, but looks like we're ready to get going. Attempt number two. Line it up. And they're not going to play the song over again. They'll just go ahead and let them kick. Kick without it. And there we go. Line drive, first bounce at the 32-yard line, and Hike will pick it up from the 19. He'll get to the 25, to the 30 up the middle, 35 to the 40, tripped up and taken out of the 42-yard line. Good. They get great field position to start things off for Nemaha Central's first drive. So let's take a look at the offense for the Thunder. On the offensive line from left to right, at left tackle is Abram Keim. At left guard is Holden Bass. At center is Josh Gonzalez. At right guard is Connor Dieters. And at right tackle is Dave Hilbert. Their skill position players are Aiden Brockstrom, Blake Stahlbaumer, and Gavin Kane at wide receiver. And at running back is Cooper Hike and Wade Leonard, with Braden Uphouse at the quarterback position. Get to the defensive players for Riley County here in just a bit. So in the gun, got both the running backs in. First carry of the game goes to Hike. He'll get to the 45, go back to the far side, and drive his legs forward past midfield, and driving a pile to the 50-yard line. So pick up of 8 to start things off. Let's take a look at those defensive players for the Falcons, who are 0-3 in district play and 2-4 overall. At safety is the junior K.J. Davis and sophomore Jace Woodard. At quarterback is sophomore Eli Harmison and senior Noah Fries. At linebacker is senior Lucas Culp and senior Samson Wagoner, along with sophomore Sammy Allen. And at defensive end is Brogan Shue and Jackson Shanahan. And up the middle is Eli Cias and Torin Sheaves. So second and 2 after the 8-yard run. Man in motion is Gavin Kane. He'll get it on the end around. He gets to the first down marker to the 45 and taken out of bounds at the 45-yard line for a gain of 5. And just trying to get the ball to their skill position players. That is Gavin Kane's 9th carry of the season. They'll actually mark him down at the 43-yard line, so gave him 7 on that play. So a fresh set of downs from now the Riley County 43-yard line. Hand off to Hike, gets to the 40, and again just going right in between the tackles, and he'll be placed down at the 37.
Number 8, Cooper Hike on the carry.
So gain of 5. Mentioned he has, well, now he has 98 carries on the season. Just continues to grind out these 5 to 7 yard carries here. I mentioned he's averaging over 10 yards per carry. Certainly love those odds. Same formation here on 2nd and 5. And off to Hike, evades one tackler, makes a man miss, gets the first down, drives his leg, stays alive past the 30, down to the 29-yard line. They'll move the chains, first down, Thunder. And that'll be a gain of...
takes the ball inside the 30-yard line.
In a 10.
It'll be first and 10 for game on offense.
Closer to a gain of 11. The ball at the 29-yard line. Hand off up the middle to the fullback. Gets to the 24-yard line, so a gain of 5. And it's Hike. It's already his 4th out of the 5 plays they've run. And I'll say it's closer to a gain of 4 as Cias with the tackle. Kane goes in motion. He'll pitch it to him to the right side. He gets to the 25. Gets hit there. He loses the football, but he gets back on it at the 26. So a loss of 1, and they're fortunate just to get the ball back.
Number 7, Gavin Kane on the carry. Brought down by number 22, Jace Woodard.
That was Jace Woodard to make the tackle, knock the ball free. The safety came in and around on a safety blitz. That is his 2nd tackle for loss on the season. He is 4th on the team in tackles with now 45. So 3rd and 7. From the 26-yard line. It is at the 26-yard line. 3 men in the backfield. Uphouse, high snap, hands it off. Hike, driving his legs, gets to the 20 and very close to the first down marker. I think he's maybe a half yard short. He'll get 6 on that one. So he'll be 4th and short. It's from the 26 to the 20. He needs to get to the 19. And it looks like they will go ahead and go for it. They have Uphouse sneak it here. He's under center. Tight formation. Kane hands it off to Hike, and he's got the first down. It's all the way to the 16-yard line, so they'll gain 4 when they just needed about a half yard.
Cooper Hike on the carry up the middle.
Averaging a little over 6 yards per carry on this first drive, 6 for 38. Gavin Kane also has 2 carries for 6 yards.
First and 10.
So now from the 16-yard line, PA announcer just 5 yards off here, 16-yard line is where they have the ball. Up house, in the gun. Takes a snap, drops back to pass for the first time, throws far side towards Kane, over his head, incomplete for the pass, excuse me, for the first pass attempt of the game.
Pass intended for Gavin Kane, incomplete, brings up second and 10. At the 16-yard line.
7:44 left to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Your score brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. Second and 10, once again, Uphouse in the gun, takes a snap from the 20-yard line, hands it off Hike, goes up towards the middle after starting to go between the A-gap on the left side, and he's taken down at the 13, maybe the 12.
Takes the ball inside the 15-yard line.
So gain is 3.
13.
So it's third down and 7. Needing a stop here, Falcons trying to play bend but don't break defense. Takes a snap, up house, quick bubble screen to Hike, who went in motion. He's got the first down, and he is going to hit a man and get into the end zone for a touchdown.
Swing pass to Cooper Hike, out around the left. Takes the ball in.
And the Thunder on the scoreboard first on a 13-yard receiving touchdown by Cooper Hike. 7:02 left to go here in the first quarter. So they will go for two here. Uphouse is in the gun. And Uphouse looking to throw to the right side, rolling, looking for somebody, now throwing over the middle. It is caught by Hike. Is he in? No, he's short, about a half yard short, so he'll stay 6-0 for the time being. A 13-yard receiving touchdown by Cooper Hike gets Nemaha Central on the board first. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
In progress, Wagner takes the kickoff to the 26-yard line, and that is where the Falcons will start off with their first possession. It was a 11-play, 58-yard scoring drive. Cooper Hike getting the touchdown from 13 yards on a receiving touchdown. 7:02 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 as the PAT was no good. That your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Get to see Eli Harmison and this Riley County offense for the first time today. Empty backfield, a pass on first down, getting pushed out of bounds. That should be a pass interference, and it is. As Kane pushed his intended target, Noah Freeze, out of bounds. Let's take a look at your offensive starters for the Falcons here. Quarterback is the sophomore Eli Harmison, at running back, senior Samson Wagoner, at wide receiver, Jace Woodard, the sophomore, Noah Freeze, the senior, and Lucas Culp, the senior. And on the offensive line is junior Jackson Shanahan, junior Eli Cias, sophomore Trent Weber at center, Torin Sheaves at tackle, excuse me, at right guard, excuse me, the senior, and at right tackle is Brogan Shue. So first and 10 after that pass interference moves it all the way to the 42-yard line. and quickly getting up to the line of scrimmage after the long huddle. Takes a snap, another throw, far side. That ball is going to be caught near midfield, past midfield, close to the sticks for Lucas Culp, his first reception of the day.
Great pass out for Lucas Culp. Takes the ball.
And that will be exactly 10 yards for a first down for Riley County.
47-yard line, first and 10.
So now they work from the Nemaha Central 47-yard line. Another throw. Armisen, near side, ball caught at the 42-yard line, slung down at the 41. This time by Jace Woodard. And that one goes for 6 yards.
Takes the ball to the 42-yard line. It'll be
quickly, three plays, three pass attempts, and three times moving the ball forward. After that first one was an incompletion, but it was a pass interference. So second and 4 from the Nemaha Central 42. Hand it off left side. Spinning pass to the tackler is Sam Allen. And close to the first down marker, they're going
to
give him 5 yards.
Takes the ball to the 37-yard line of Nemaha Central. Good for a Riley County first down.
And another solid chunk play. 3 plays, 21 yards. And they're now at the 37-yard line of the Thunder. In the gun, once again, is Harmison. One wide receiver split out wide to the far side from the near side hash with trips to the near side. All bunched up. Takes a snap, handoff, left side. Allen got a hole, 35. Hit at the 32 and taken out of bounds there.
Samson Wagner on the
field. Actually, that was Samson Wagner, my mistake.
Left side.
Gain of 5. Another solid play for Riley County.
Takes the ball down to the 33-yard line.
Mention how good Nemaha Central's defense has been this season, just giving up barely over 10 points per game. And here they are allowing Riley County to go right down their throats. From the 33, handoff, left side at the 30, driving forward and taking down the 26. Another solid gain by Wagner. That's
today.
A first down.
Ball off the left side.
It's a gain of 7.
Pushes down to the 26-yard line.
So ball go at the 26-yard line is where the ball is placed now with 4:46 left to go in this first quarter. It's Nemaha Central 6, Riley County 0. Falcons are looking to respond. That your Holt House, Auto House in Fairview scoring updates. 2 men in the backfield, 1 wide receiver split out to the near side. That's Freeze. Hand off. Left side, 25. Hit and taken down to 23. That is Allen. And a gain of 3.
Sam Allen on the carry.
Shortest gain of the game, but still making it 2nd and 7.
Down to almost the 23.
Ball spot at the 23-yard line. What an opening drive for this Falcons offense. Head coach Eric Willeman setting his team up for success, and the team has been executing. Led by their sophomore quarterback, that is bumps and bruises this season as they start out 0-3 in district play, but this is still a very good football team. Handoff left side, trying to get away from one tackler, Samson, and it's ripped away from him, was it? Did he get the ball out? No, he didn't. Held on to it. That was very well done by Wagner, but still a loss of 4 on the play.
Grabbed by number 8.
That was Blake Stahlbaumer, the senior on the tackle. That is his 10th tackle for loss on the season. So it is now 3rd down and 12. It's actually a loss of 5 on that play. Wagner tried to swing it way out wide, but couldn't get around the senior linebacker.
Brings up 3rd and 12.
And this is a big 3rd down play here, trying to do some sequencing and make it a 4th and short possibly and go for it. Here we go, 3rd and 12, low snap. Armisen is going to get hit and sacked by Cooper Hike. All the way back to the 38-yard line. So loss of 10.
Cooper Hike.
And it's 4th down and 22, and they're going to have to... Well, are they going to kick a field goal?
4th down and 22.
Are they going to punt this thing? I was like, they are going to punt. I was going to say, it looks for a split second like they're going to kick a field goal, but... They are going to punt it. Wagner, the punter. Gavin Kane back to return. punt booted away from the 49-yard line, and this one is going to go into the end zone for a touchback. It bounced at the one. I had to hold my breath there, see if it checked up. It did not. So Omaha Central's defense bends but doesn't break. A couple of tackles for loss. A Samson Wagner 5-yard loss. And then Cooper Hyde gets home for a sack and forces the punt. And they'll start the second drive from the 20-yard line with 2:21 to go in the opening quarter. And a very quick first quarter so far. 3 men in the backfield for Omaha Central. Uphouse takes the handoff. He'll keep it himself, bouncing wide, gets to the 23-yard line, and he'll be taken out there. So gain of 3. Braden Uphouse certainly can run it whenever he needs to. That was his 22nd carry of the season. Has 141 yards now on the year with 3 rushing touchdowns. Had a pair of them last week. And they actually gave him 4 yards there instead of 3, so 2nd and 6. Same formation. Split wide receivers to the near on the far side. Hand off Hike. Left side gets to the 25, to the 30, 35. In the 40, in the secondary, 45-50. Couple men to beat, and he's taken down inside the 35-yard line.
Number 8, Cooper Hike on the carry.
What a run by Cooper Hike.
Takes the ball down the left sideline.
38-yard run for the senior running back. Their first play over 15 yards on the day.
The ball down inside the 40-yard line of Riley County.
And they quickly get to the line of scrimmage. Uphouse will go under center. Kane goes in motion. They'll pitch to him to the right side, try to get working this time. Gets to the 35, to the 30, and cuts it upfield to 25, 15, 10. And juking inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line.
Number 7.
Couple
Kevin
big
Kane
plays.
On the pitch sweep.
That one of 29.
Ball all the way down inside the 10 to the 9. It'll be first and goal for Demos.
It'll be first and goal. And again, quickly, back under center is Uphouse. And they'll hand it off to Hike up the middle, gets to the 5, bulldozing past a couple of kids, and short of the goal line, but he gets down to the, where are they marking him short? He got a couple.
The 5-yard line.
Those are kind of all over the place, until the mark down at the 5, so gain a 4. One official on the far side looked like he was down to the 2-yard line. That was kind of confusing. So second and goal from the 5. Cooper Hike already getting pretty close to the 100-yard mark on the game. Has 9 carries for 83 yards as of right now. And along the far sideline, head coach Michael Glatzik talking to one of the officials. Now both of the officials. Second-year head coach for Omaha Central. So far in his career, pretty solid record. 13-3. Omaha Central team trying to get back as the Kings of 2A the first time since 2019. Between these two teams, Omaha Central has won the last 2 meetings. That was in 2019, and then before that, 2013. But before that, Riley County had won the previous 7 matchups. Now, the officials will talk to head coach Eric Williman of Riley County. This is his second year as well. He is 11-5 as the leader of the Falcons. Looks like everything was worked out. Second and goal from the 5.
5-yard line. It'll be second and goal from the 5.
Uphouse under center. One receiver split out wide to the far side. Kane goes in motion. Pick the handoff. Uphouse keeps it himself, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run by Braden Uphouse, and it's now 12-0. Good misdirection. Almost everyone on the defense thought it was going to Cooper Hike. And they swung it out wide and ran the option with Uphouse keeping after Gavin Kane, as mentioned, went in motion. And they will now go for 2, trying to make this a 14-0 game.
Emile Central lining up for a two-point conversion.
In the gun, uphouse from the far hash. Hands it off. Hike bounces the outside and bulldozes over man, jumps over him, and he's in the end zone for two. 14-0 Nemaha Central.
And
we'll send it to break. You're listening to your game of the week here on Peru State College.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
That was an 80-yard touchdown drive with 49 seconds left here in the first quarter. Nemaha Central leads Riley County on the road 14-0. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Here's a kickoff. That'll be returned by Wagner from the 5-yard line. He'll go up the middle. He's at the 15. Now bounces wide to the near side, 20, and taken down at the 22-yard line. And making the tackle was Jake Hunley. A long ways to go for Riley County. After last drive, they got off to a good start. A pass interference on the first play, then a couple of completions from their sophomore quarterback, Eli Harmison. Then as they got near the red zone, a couple of tackles for loss stalled the drive out, and they had to punt from just beyond the 40-yard line. Armisen drops back to pass, throws near side. That ball is going to be caught by Freeze at the 26-yard line. So a gain of four. That is his first reception of the day. Armisen is now 3 for 3 on his day.
It'll be second and six.
Nemaha Central District implications on the line today, trying to stay on top of Class 2A, District 4.
That's the end of the first
quarter. And that will be the end of quarter number one, with Nemaha Central leading 14-0 here in Riley County. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central leads 14-0 as we go to quarter number two. And out of the break, they'll start with the ball from their 26-yard line, run up the left side for Riley County. And a gain of maybe one that time. And we're going to find out who that was. That was Wagner. So make it third and five. So Axtell up 16-0 over Frankfurt.
Number eight.
That's after I believe, after the first quarter. Eight-man D2, District 3. Axtell, number one team in the state, trying to keep their 6-0 unbeaten season alive. As for Frankfurt, they got a three-game winning streak on the line. Throw to the near side is caught and dropped at the 27.
Pass complete out to
Sam Allen. And no gain on that play.
Well, approximately the 27-yard line.
And it'll be fourth down and six. Another solid defensive stop for this Nemaha Central defense. Back to return the punt. Gavin Kane once again. Returning at the 37-yard line is where he's standing at the time.
Wagner back to punt.
Wagner will set to boot this one away, standing at the 10-yard line. This one a little bit high, has to jump to get it, and that ball is blocked! And it is picked up at the 5-yard line. That was Holden Bass who blocked the punt. And all of a sudden, Nemaha Central has a chance to score right off the bat.
The 6-yard line of Riley County.
10:36 to go in quarter number two. Also have a score. Riverside is currently up over Centralia, 6-0. What an upset that would be, but of course early, first quarter. Under center is Uphouse. Kane goes in motion. Hand off up the middle. Hike. And he plows his way into the end zone for another touchdown. His first rushing touchdown of the game. His second touchdown, had a receiving touchdown earlier. And it is 20-0.
Nope.
So the block punt by Holden Bass put them at the 5-yard line, and he runs it in.
For the
10:33 left to go here in the second quarter. 5-yard, one play, 3-second drive. Uphouse in the gun. Takes a handoff option left side. Trying to get to Hike. He'll try to plow his way and can't get there. No good. So it'll stay 20-0, but still a 3-possession lead for the Thunder. We'll go to another break here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A couple more scores here. Actually, first we'll have our kickoff as it rolls. Does it go out of bounds? Yes, it does. Good job by Allen to get out of the way and let it roll out of bounds. So they'll get the ball at the 35. So taking a look at some of the scores. Atchison currently up 7-0 on, I think it's Pleasant Ridge, PLHS. Apologize. Let me see if I can find out who exactly. Let's see here. Fairleigh Compton. So it is not Pleasant Ridge. We have Topeka Hayden trailing 13-7 at the end of the first quarter to Holton. That game on KNZA. So from the 35, Eli Harmison goes back to work with his Falcons offense. Hand off right side. Wagner to the 35, taking down at the 40. So gain of 5 on first down from the senior running back. Also, Troy up on Onega, 14-0 late in the first quarter there. The Riley County's first drive that all the way down near the red zone, then a couple of tackles for loss from the defense of Nemaha Central put them outside the 40. They had to punt it away. And last drive resulted in a blocked punt, which set up for the third touchdown of the day for Nemaha Central. And off right side, fantastic tackle in the backfield by Wade Leonard, the senior, taken down at the 41-yard line, gain of just one by Wagner. So it's third down and four from the Riley County 41-yard line. 9:36 remaining here in the second quarter. Again, our score, Nemaha Central 20, Riley County 0. Your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. So out wide to the far side is Noah Freeze, the senior wide receiver. Two men in the backfield with him, with Harmison, that is. Hand off, going to the right side. Wagner tripped up and taken down at the 42-yard line, gaining just one. Another tackle by Wade Leonard. So fourth and three. Wagner, the punter, also the running back. We'll see what they do here. Down by three possessions early. Let's see if they go for it here and try to get back in this thing. You're on senior night. They are. It looks like they're going to go for it unless he just does a one-step punt. In motion is is Allen. It looks like they might do just that. And they'll actually call a timeout here. So Coach Williman wants to talk things over. Maybe didn't look like they were trying to draw Nemaha Central offsides, but they didn't do any hard counts. But it's fourth and three from their own 42. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Taking a look at some games that are happening around our area. In sixth man, it's Center Lost Springs at Wetmore. How about Wetmore? Their first winning season in a long time. If they can win today, very doable game. As for Washington County and Saline, it was, at El Saline, 42-10 was the final. That was last night, actually. Clifton Clyde is at Rock Hills in 8-man D1 District 5. In 8-man D2 District 3, Lynn is at Hanover and Frankfort at Axtell, as well as Donovan West at Blue Valley. In 1A District 3, Oskaloosa at McLeod. How about McLeod getting their first win since 2019 last week, trying to get back-to-back wins for the first time since 2018. Jefferson County North, 3-3 at 1-5 Valley Falls, finish up 1A District 3. In 1A District 4 and 5, Troy at Onega, Trillia at Riverside, and Waubunsee at Valley Heights. Those are your 8-man, 6-man, and 1A scores. Well, or not scores, but games going on tonight. So 4th and 3, looks like they are going to go for it. Harmison set to take the snap. And they're going to try to fake the handoff, throw over the middle, got a man down there. It is caught one-handed by Lucas Culp down to the 41-yard line.
Great catch by Lucas.
16-yard pitch and catch.
Ball inside.
And they are in Thunder territory. That is Culp's second catch of the day. He has 2 for 26. Fantastically done. Again, that was a one-handed snag by the senior wideout for his 24th catch of the year. And Eli Harmison, the sophomore quarterback, is 5 for 5 on the day. He's in the gun. And he'll hand it off. Wagner stuffed in the backfield. And he stopped. He broke away from a tackle, but he stopped. I don't know if he thought that he heard a whistle, but he could have kept going. But instead, he gets hit a second time, all the way back at the 45-yard line, so a loss of 4 on the play.
That was
kind of an awkward play. Then he got wrapped up for a split second, then he got away from it, and he just stopped. So 7.5 and counting left to go in this second quarter. Nemaha Central leads Riley County on the road 20-0. Your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. 2nd and 14. See if Harmison passes. He's got an empty backfield, so I would assume so. 4 wide outs to the near side. Looking to throw under pressure. Rolls to his right. Got to get rid of it. Set the midfield. Throws it. That ball is going to be incomplete. But there's a flag on the play. I think it's going to be holding.
Wide,
he's looking downfield for Culp. It was dropped at the 25-yard line. There are 2 yellow hankies on the field. Mom used to tell me, don't leave your dirty tissues around the house, and I need to tell the officials that right now. Now they're picking them up. going to be a roughing the passer against Nemaha Central, but there's also a holding against Raleigh County, so those are going to offset. So we'll do it again, second and 14. So they have the ball at the Raleigh County, excuse me, the Nemaha Central 45-yard line, first down marker at the 29. Excuse me, the 31, actually, my mistake. Second and 14 and a half. Armisen, empty backfield, looking to pass again. Throwing near side, the ball is going to be caught. The 25, the 30, 35, 20, 25, 15, 10, 5, into the end zone for a touchdown. Jace Woodard, the sophomore wide receiver, a 45-yard touchdown, and Raleigh County responds with their first score of the day. That was caught in traffic, tough play to make, and he just found the seam, took it to the house. So kick the PAT, it'll be Freeze trying to make this a 20-7 game. It's on the way, and it is... no good. So it'll stay 26. That one missed, I believe, wide to the left. So, 45-yard touchdown by the sophomore wide receiver, Jace Woodard. And it's 20-6. You're listening to our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Wow.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
55-yard drive with 6:55 remaining in the second quarter, capped off by a 45-yard receiving touchdown by Jace Woodard, make it 20-6. And that drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. And a handoff on the return. Kane hands it off to Hike along the far side. 25 runs over somebody at the 30, 35. And take it down to the 36-yard line. This is just, this kid is just an absolute bowling ball. He will run you over, knock you down. But what a response for Raleigh County, needing it desperately down by three possessions. And now the defense has to get a stop. The first drive of the game, Nemaha Central kind of dink and dunk their way down the field. No plays longer than 11 yards on that first drive. And then the second drive, a 29-yard run by Gavin Kane, a 38-yard run by Cooper Hike, and a 13-yard touchdown pass by Braden Uphouse. That was the first touchdown of the game. It was a 5-yard run by Cooper Hike. A 5-yard run by Braden Uphouse. That was the second possession of the game. Pump faking, looking downfield is Uphouse. Got a man there. That ball's going to be batted up in the air and incomplete. It was underthrown. And a good play that time by Raleigh County's K.J. Davis, the junior cornerback. Or safety, beg your pardon. So Braden Uphouse is 1 for 3, but his one completion was for a touchdown. And I guess that drive that I was talking about Nemaha Central was actually two drives ago, because the last drive that they had, they got it from the Raleigh County 5-yard line after a block punt. It was a 1-yard play. Or excuse me, a 1-play drive. So 2nd and 10 after the incompletion. Hand off to Hike up the middle, gets to the right side to the 40, dragging down a defender, dragged down by a defender, rather. 5-yard carry for Hike. So 3rd and 5. These are the kind of stops you have to make if you're the Falcons' defense.
3rd and 5 at the 42-yard line.
It'll be from the far side hash. Hike and Uphouse looking over to the sideline to get the play call. Stahl Bomber. He's going to line up on the offensive line. Wide receiver. Split out wide to the near side is Kane. He'll hand it off. Hike up the middle, gets hit. 2 yards shy of the first down marker, drives his legs, and picks up the first down. Gain of 5 when he needed 5.
Number 8, Cooper Hike on the carry.
And the Thunder get the first down. It's now from their own 47-yard line. Move the chains. 3 men in the backfield. Still 2 receivers out, though. Kane on the far side. And Reed McKee is on the near side. Takes a snap. Hand off left side. Hike waiting for his blockers. And he's taken down at midfield for a gain of 3. Shortest gain of the day for Cooper Hike. He is, with that run, surpassed the 100-yard mark. He has 13 carries for 101 yards. Last week was his worst output of the season. He still had 87 yards and 4 touchdowns. That is a season low in yards and touchdowns. Yes, you heard that right. 4 touchdowns is a season low. But, I mean, he has scored 4 touchdowns at least in every single game, with one exception where he got 5. This kid is just special. And, a fumbled handoff, trying to give it. And it'll be a loss of 3, credited to Braden Uphouse, who dove on that fumble. So back him up and make it 3rd and 10. Again, Raleigh County an opportunity to get a stop and force Nemaha Central to punt for the first time today. But here the Nemaha Central offense. It's 3rd and 10. That's honestly very doable with the way their offense has been running. Now a timeout will be called by Coach Glatzik and the Nemaha Central sideline. We'll take it with them. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. It's Nemaha Central 20 and Raleigh County 6 here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
4:29 left to go in the second quarter. Nemaha Central leads Raleigh County 20-6. Jared Sluppy with you here from Raleigh, Kansas. Nemaha Central trying to stay unbeaten. According to Keisha Covert's polls, number 1 in Class 2A, as according to K-Preps, they are number 2 in the state. As for Raleigh County, they got a rough draw with their schedule, started the season 0-3. They're 0-3 in district play, and they're 2-4 on the regular season. Talked about this during our Friday Night Fever show. One of possibly the 3 best 2-4 teams, with Silver Lake and Rossville. All very good teams at 2-4. So here's a 3rd and 10 for Nemaha Central. Quick pass to Hike, and he's tripped up and taken down in the backfield for a loss. And that was Lucas Colt, the senior, making the play. And that will be a 3-yard loss. As Gavin Kane, or excuse me, though, that was Cooper Hike, beg your pardon. And it'll be 4th down and 13. And the Thunder, for the first time today, forced a punt. It is Jake Hundley who will punt the ball away. Back to return is Sammy Allen, I believe. Low snap, and it is Allen. First bounce at the 30, goes over his head, inside the 20. He's going to fall on it on the 14-yard line. So a long ways to go for Raleigh County if they want to get a score before the end of the half, but doable with the way they scored their last touchdown. 3:34 to go in the second quarter. Trying to make this a possible one-possession game, and I think Falcons would be very happy if this was a one-score game going into the break, considering how the first portion of this half went. Those just joining us, Nemaha Central went touchdown, touchdown, touchdown It was a methodical drive, a 10-play, 58-yard drive on their first of the game. Their second one, they had two big chunk plays. They took the ball 80 yards down the field and scored their second touchdown. And then their third touchdown came after a Holden Bass block punt. Man in motion is Allen. I'll hand it off. Wagner goes to the right side, gets the 20, 25, 30. There he goes. Only got one man to beat at the 40. Cuts it back inside and now gets a block, pushed, and stays upright. And now he's finally taken down to the 45-yard line. What a run. Samson Wagner.
Baseball,
50-yard run for Samson Wagner.
Approximately a 36-yard line. That is good for a run.
And they are in Thunder territory. And you got to wonder now if you try to eat some clocks so that way the Thunder don't have a chance to score before the break. The Thunder start off with the ball in the second half. Take the handoff. Going to his right and hit, and he's going to be taken down for a loss, is Harmison on the QB keeper. And that is going to be a 4-yard loss. All the way back to the 40. And that was a 50-yard run from the senior running back, Samson Wagner, went from the 14 all the way down to the 36.
Loss of 3 yards. Break up second and 13.
And I'll say it was a loss of 3 instead of 4, as they mark him down with poor progress at the 39-yard line instead of the 40. In the gun, Allen in the backfield, two receivers near and the far side. Driving back to pass, throwing near side, and the ball is going to be caught by Sam Nordis. Or excuse me, wrong team, wrong right number, Lucas Culp. Gain of 4. That'll make it 3rd down and 9. Third catch of the day for Culp. He has 3 catches for 30 yards. And now Eli Harmison is 7 for 7. From the Nemaha Central 36-yard line, so actually it was more of a 3-yard play. So it's 3rd and 10. Empty backfield for Harmison. 4 receivers to the far, 1 to the near, and now a timeout is going to be called by Coach Willeman. We'll step aside with 1:32 to go in quarter number 2. It's Nemaha Central 20, Riley County 6 here on 92.1 KMZA. Your game of the week brought to you by Peru State College.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Nemaha Central leading Raleigh County 20-6 on the road. Looking at some other scores around the area, McLeod looking for their first back-to-back wins since 2018. They lead 22-0 over Oskaloosa late in the second quarter. They've started to really hit their stride here after winning last week 35-28 against Valley Falls. As for Centralia, I mentioned they were down earlier. They are now leading 7-6 as they are at Riverside. That is in 1A District 4. Also, Sabetha continues their dominance. Blue Jays are leading at the Horton Chargers 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. So here we go on a 3rd and 10. Harmison, empty backfield, rolls to his right under pressure, gets away from it, throwing downfield, got a man there. Then it's going to be caught, and it's going to be a touchdown. Chase Woodard again. From 36 yards out, and another dime from Eli Harmison. That is his second touchdown pass of the day. What a dime by Harmison. He had to really rope that thing in there to get past the defender. A chance to make this a 7-point game if they can make the PAT. Missed the first one. Noah Freeze, the kicker. And a fumbled snap looking to throw, and that ball is going to be low and incomplete. So a bad hold of that time. So it will stay 20-12, but still a one-possession game as Riley County gets another touchdown from Jace Woodard, this time from 36 yards out. We'll step aside with 1:25 left to go in the second quarter here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMCA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
A Milwaukee tool sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca, with three Milwaukee sales going on at once. Choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
KMZA.
Gavin Kane and Cooper Hike back to return. Noah Freeze's kick. And it's going to be a high lofter. It'll bounce to the 26-yard line, and it's loose, and it goes out of bounds. But I think we have a flag, and I believe it's an offside, and it is. A little bit ahead of that kick, running along the near side. I believe that was Rylan Woodward who's offside on that one. Oh, actually, I think that was KJ Davis, actually. Came running along the near side, tried to possibly get a loose kickoff as it was lofted high in the air and was end over end. Davis was gunning to possibly try to recover it, and he got ahead of the football just a little bit. It's a good try, though, by Coach Williman. We'll see if maybe they try that again as they have to kick it off now from the 35-yard line. Second time they've had a kickoff from the 35-yard line, opening kickoff. Freeze missed the ball. Well, he actually didn't miss it. He kind of just ran by it. So the senior will try to boot this one away again. And it's Davis at the bottom of the field. And we'll try it again here. They're going left to right across your radio dial. They're going to boot it deep. And it goes all the way back into the end zone for a touchback. And there's a reason why this kid kicks PATs. He has a leg. Team Omaha Central has to go 80 yards up the field in 1 minute and 25 seconds to get a score by the end of the half as they lead 20-12. A couple of PATs, though, have been missed. First one was a miss that was wide to the left. The other was a back hold. So Braden Uphouse, Cooper Hike. Going to march down the field here. Laying up wide to the near side, Aiden Brockstrom, junior wide receiver, to the far side. Hand off, Hike gets tripped up and dragged down at the 23-yard line. So again, the three for the senior running back. Cooper Hike, what a half he's had. 14 carries, 104 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Also has two receptions for 10 yards and a receiving touchdown. The far side is caught out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That time it was Wade Leonard with his first touch of the day.
Wade Leonard on the reception. Runs out of bounds. It's off the clock.
First and they'll mark it down for a gain of 8. So from the Thunder 31-yard line, Buck stops with 103 to go. Takes a snap, quick throw, bubble screen, far side, caught. 5-yard gain, make it 10, and out of bounds near the 41. That'll be a 10-yard completion. And once again, it's Leonard, and that'll move the chains.
Takes the ball for another first down.
First two touches of the game for Leonard. Making it 10 and 11 catches of the season as two receiving touchdowns on the year. Also been very efficient when he runs it, has 6 carries for 118 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns on the year. Of house again. Really going to work. Dropping back to pass. Throwing over the middle. That ball is batted up and was it caught? Or intercepted, rather. No, it falls incomplete.
That's almost intercepted.
And the clock will stop with 50 seconds left.
Incomplete. Brings up second.
Davis didn't quite haul the interception. First down marker at the Falcons 49-yard line. Second and 10 from the Thunder 41-yard line. Mike is in the backfield. Once again, Broxterman by himself on the near side. 2 receivers to the far, looking to come with a blitz. They will not. Hike runs up the middle. He's at midfield. Gets the first down and more. 45 up along the far sideline. 40. And taken down at the 39-yard line. Needed 10. Got 20. All the way down to the 39-yard line.
Down to the 38-yard line.
The 38, so a gain of 21, actually. That was 125 rushing yards here in this first half. Clock continues. Actually, no, it stops at 43 seconds left. Trying to get a 2-possession lead back. Of house throwing far side. Caught. Leonard goes out of bounds. Gain of 6 that time. It'll be 2nd and 4 as the clock stops with 39 seconds. Very quick play there.
Now
they actually got 7 there. Uphouse is now 5 for 8 with 35 passing yards on the day and a passing touchdown. That went to Cooper Hike on the first play, rather the first drive of the game. So from the 32-yard line, 2nd and 4 in Raleigh County territory. Uphouse dropping back to pass, looking near side, going deep, and got a man down there. It is dropped. Leonard couldn't haul it in. Threw all the way across the field. It was a long throw. And it was put on the money, but Leonard couldn't handle it. And it is now 3rd and 4 with 33 seconds left. With how efficient this Thunder offense has been, taking a deep shot. Not a bad call there by head coach Michael Gladsick. Both two coaches in their second years at the helm, 13-3 for Gladsick, 11-5 for Williman. Man in motion is Gavin Kane. Take the handoff to him, throw near side. The ball's going to be caught by Hike at the 30. Drives his leg to the 25, continuing to drag folks at the 20 at the 10-yard line. Now the clock will stop with a timeout call by Coach Gladsick. Gain of 13 with 22 seconds left.
Super
Hike. He's good down to the 20-yard line. And he gets down to the 20. Actually, no, there was not. A timeout, my mistake. Here's moving the chains. Williams is right up house, fires it. That ball is caught. Far sideline, slipping and falling is Leonard. And they're going to say that he stayed in bounds. Or no, are they going to stop the clock? They are going to stop the clock because Coach Glassick calls a timeout. That'll be a gain of none that time. And it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 19-yard line. Actually, say he gained 1.
10 seconds on the clock.
And you just heard the PA announcer say there's 10 seconds left here in this first half. So Uphouse on this drive has completed 5 passes. Nope, I think I got that wrong. He has completed 6 passes, my mistake. He's 6 for 9 on this drive. Cooper Hike, a 21-yard run, gave them a chance to score. And also a 13-yard reception by Hike.
From the 19-yard line for Demos Central.
Hike has 148 total yards in this first half. Again, so from the 19-yard line of the Falcons. Nemaw Central goes back to work. 2nd and 9 with 10 seconds left. Uphouse drops back to pass. Rolls to his right. Looking to fire towards the end zone. Lobs it up, and he's going to throw this away. Clock will stop with 3 seconds left, so they'll have one more time for the end zone. And what a victory this would be for Riley County if they could get a stop right now and be down by just 1 score considering they were down 20-0 with 10:33 left to go in the second quarter, including that blocked punt by Holden Bass that set them up 5-yard line. And one play later, they got in the end zone. Here we go. 3rd and 9 from the 19-yard line. 3 seconds left. Final play of the first half coming up right here. Empty backfield. 4 receivers going towards the end zone. Make it 5. Looking for the end zone. Uphouse going over the middle. The ball is thrown up. That's going to be intercepted in the end zone. And that will do it for the first half. So the Falcons will trail 20-12. And that was Lucas Cope who got the interception. So we'll go ahead and have our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. It's been a good one. Our score, Nemaha Central 20 and Riley County 12 at the half. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMCA, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Back in a moment.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, stick some munchies and funny. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Our score at the half, it's Nemaha Central 20, Riley County 12. Jared Sluppy back with you from Riley County in the booth. And what a first half it was. It was a quick 20-0 lead for the Thunder, but then the Falcons raced all the way back to get themselves in one score. Let's take a look first at our stats, then we'll get to our drive summaries. These stats, of course, all unofficial, but Nemaha Central, as of right now, outgaining Riley County 215 to 176. So a lot of offense in this first half. 120 yards of passing for Riley County compared to 166 yards on the ground for Nemaha Central. And as for the individual statistics here, looking at Nemaha Central, Cooper Hike, 15 for 125 on the ground with a rushing touchdown. Also over the area, 3 catches for 23 yards and a touchdown. As for Wade Leonard, he has 4 receptions for 26 yards. And on the ground for Gavin Kane, he has 3 carries for 35 yards. No receptions, though, for the team's leading wide receiver. As for Braden Uphouse, he has 3 carries for 6 yards on the ground and a rushing touchdown. He also, over the air, has 7 completions out of 12 attempts for 49 passing yards and a passing touchdown. As for Riley County, Eli Harmison, the sophomore quarterback, is 8 for 8 with 120 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. Samson Wagner on the ground has 9 carries for 61 yards and Sam Allen has 2 carries for 8 yards. That's for the receivers. Lucas Culp has 3 catches for 29 yards, and the man with the plan, Jace Woodard, the sophomore wide receiver, has 3 catches. 2 of those were for touchdowns and 87 receiving yards. Noah Freeze also has 1 catch for 4 yards, and Sam Allen has a catch for 0 yards. So what a first half it was in terms of the offense. But as for the defense, good start to the half for the Thunder defense, not allowing any points. They bend it as on that first drive of the game for Riley County. They got all the way near the red zone, but then a couple of tackles for loss forced them to punt away the ball to Nemaha Central. But then coming all the way back down the field was that Thunder offense, a 10-play, 58-yard drive to give them a 6-0 lead. It was a Cooper Hike 13-yard touchdown reception that got them on the board first. Then after that, after yet another stop from the Thunder defense, they got the ball back from their own 20-yard line. And then it was a 5-yard touchdown run by Braden Uphouse after that drive goes for 4 plays, 80 yards, make it 14-0. And on the following Riley County drive, they were pinned back into their own territory after a good kickoff and good kickoff coverage by the Thunder, and they were forced to punt it away, but the punt was blocked by Holden Bass, and the Thunder were set up at the Riley County 5-yard line, and then a 1-play, 5-yard, 3-second drive as Cooper Hike got his first rushing touchdown of the day to make it 20-0 with 10:33 left to go in the second quarter. But then the Falcons would turn on the switch and get going. The following drive was a 65-yard drive down the field after a kickoff out of bounds. It was a 45-yard receiving touchdown by sophomore Chase Woodard to make it 20-6 as the PAT went wide to the left to keep it at 20-6. And then Jace Woodard cut another touchdown after defense got their first stop of the game. They got the ball back, and it was a 36-yard touchdown reception by Woodard yet again with 1:25 left to go as that drive went for a few minutes to make it 20-12 as the PAT was no good as they couldn't get a clean hold down. Then on the final drive of the half, it was one more opportunity with 1:25 left to go. They got the ball. It was the Thunder that got the ball back from their own 20. They marched all the way down to the Riley County 19. And on the last play of the drive, the defense took a stand, and it was an interception in the end zone by Lucas Culp to end the half to keep it at a 1-score game. So what a first half it was for both teams, and hopefully setting up for a fun second half as well. Once again, our score, it's Nemaha Central 20, Riley County 12. We'll come back with some scores around the area in just a bit here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA. This is your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houghton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Houghton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on our halftime show.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name needs a great
HolteHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pole and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
20-12, Nemaha Central leading at Riley County. Jared Sluffy with you. We are at the half. Let's take a look at some area scores. Marysville leading at the half against Hiawatha, 29-7. And the Redhawks, they have just dealt with a lot of injuries this year. It's been a rough year since their 2-0 start. They have lost four straight games. Elsewhere, Clifton Clyde leading at Rock Hills, 40-0. Eagles have been perfect before and after their game against Axel. Troy leading 42-0 against Onega at the half, getting a blocked field goal going into the break. Also, Olson leads at Topeka Hayden, how about 24-7 in the battle of the Wildcats, two of the top three teams in Class 3A. And also, Hanover leads Lynn 28-6 at the break. Silver Lake, they have been dominating Morehill Mount 41-0. They are at the half there as well. Elsewhere, we have Rock Creek leading at Clay Center 13-0. Jackson Heights and ACCHS are knotted up 6-6 at the break. Wombunsee leads Valley Heights 26-0 at the break. On the road of Frankfort, currently trailing 32-14. Last update we have was with 6:37 left to go in the first half as Axel continues their perfect season. And Centralia leads Riverside 7-6 at the half. So some pretty big games going on around the state. How about Centralia? They have been undefeated so far this season, going down all the way about 4-hour drive to Garden Plain last week, defeating the Owls 28-13 a week ago. Roger Holthouse has had an incredible season so far this year. Looking for a score from Wetmore as they take on Center Lost Springs in six-man, the lone six-man area team. Also, El Saline last night defeated Washington County 42-10. Other games going on today that I did not mention include Donovan West at Blue Valley Randolph, Jefferson County North at Valley Falls, also Pleasant Ridge at Rossville. We also have Horton and Sabetha. It was 35-0 at the end of the first quarter last we checked there. Jefferson West is at Royal Valley, and Atchison at Perry Lecompton. Those are the games that I did not mention that are also going around the area as well. As we're just quarter past the 8 o'clock hour, and now I get a score 56-0. Sabetha leads Horton. So Sabetha's very solid season continues as they enter the rankings for the first time in the Acacia Covered poll. They're number 5, and they're number 4 in the K-Preps poll for the second consecutive week as Class 2A continues to be all sorts of wacky with the likes of Rossville, Silver Lake, and, of course, Riley County, three teams that are usually dominant at the level, but all 2-4 during the regular season, mainly because they're playing teams like Rock Creek, Topeka Hayden, so on and so forth. So it's been a rough sled for some of the better teams historically in Class 2A, and that allows Sabetha to kind of slide in there at number 4, and they have certainly played like a team that could contend for some hardware at the end of the season. So we will see how that goes. We'll go ahead and take one more break here on Senior Night from Riley, Kansas. And once again, our score is Nemaha Central 20 and Riley County 12. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA as your halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767. If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today. by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central leads at the half at Riley County 20-12. Jared Sleppy back with you here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's take a look at, well, actually, first, before we take a look at the standings here, we have one updated score. Not really in the area, but still relevant because Olby, they are defeating Jayhawk Lynn 35-0. Reason why that's relevant, well, Olby is also having a bit of a down year, if you will. I believe they are also 2-4, I want to say. And Jayhawk Lynn, they are unbeaten. So that is relevant because of the fact that Jayhawk Lynn, out of the Southeast Kansas, might get their first loss of the season. Taking a look at the Class 2A District 4 standings, Nemaha Central and Sabetha, both 2-0, both with 42 points. Nemaha Central, though, is 6-0 in the regular season. The Blue Jays, they are 5-1. Riley County is by themselves at 1-1 with 0 points. They are currently 2-4. As for Minneapolis, after their 56-0 loss to Nemaha Central last week, they are 1-2 with minus 21 points, and they are 3-3 overall. They defeated Horton, and Horton is 0-3 with minus 63 points. They are 1-5 on the regular season. The games last week mentioned 44-3, Riley County won at Horton, and the other game was a 56-0 Sabetha win at Riverside. As for the games going on this week, besides this one, of course, as mentioned, Horton trailing Sabetha 56-0. And then the other game is a non-district game between Minneapolis and Whitewater Remington. And as for last week, the last week of the regular season, or excuse me, next week, the last week of the regular season, week 8, how about Sabetha at Nemaha Central? How about that for the district title, most likely? Well, I guess kind of depending on how things go here tonight, because if Sabetha wins and Nemaha Central loses, then things could get a little shaky. We'll see. It would come down to points, most likely, if Nemaha Central were to win next week. But still, that is a big game coming up next week in Seneca. Riley County, they are at Minneapolis, and then Horton has a non-district game, as today is their final district game, as they will go on the road next week at a 5-1 Wabunsee team. As for the team's leagues, how about the Big 7 standings? Nemaha Central, they are 4-0 in league play, 6-0 overall. Holton is behind them. They are a half game back at 4-1 and 5-1. Sabetha is a full game back at 3-1 and 5-1. Hiawatha is a game and a half back at 2-1 and 2-4. Perry LeCompton, they are 2-3 and 2-4, so that will put them 2.5 games back. Riverside is a full 3 games back. They are tied with Royal Valley at 1-3, but Riverside is 3-3 and Royal Valley is 1-5. And as for Jefferson West, they are winless as of right now, 0-5. And league play in 0-6 in, no, rather, overall. As for the Mideast League standings, Rock Creek is 3-0. They are 5-1, one of the best teams in the state. Silver Lake is 3-1. They are 4-2 overall. St. Mary's, the Bears, are having a good overall season. Not so good in league play. They're 1-2. As for Rossville, same thing. They're 1-2, 2-4. And Riley County, they're 0-3 in their Mideast League play and 2-4 overall. And taking a look at games next week for their respective leagues, Sabetha mentioned at Nemaha Central, Holton is at Jefferson West, Topeka Hayden might be coming off a loss here against Holton as they trail 24-7 at the break. They are at Hiawatha next week, Royal Valley is at Perry LeCompton, and Riverside is at Troy. As for the Mideast League, Rock Creek is going to be at Concordia, Silver Lake at Atchison County, that should be a good one there, McLeod at St. Mary's, Rossville at MHMA, and Riley County at Minneapolis. So it'll be Riley County back to return this one to set up this third quarter. Chance for possibly Falcons to tie things up right out of the break. That was another reason why that stop was so big at the end of the first half. The kick is going to be returned by Allen at the 10-yard line. It goes to the right side, gets to the 20, gets a block at the 25, and gets hit at the 28. Out of bounds, right at the 30-yard line. Pretty solid return by Sam Allen, the sophomore. And mentioned, this offense mainly through the air in that first half. Eli Harmison was 8-for-8 for 120 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. As for the ground game, just 66 for the 56 yards on the ground as a team. They'll start from the 30. Harmison has one receiver split out wide to the far side, one to the near. Takes a snap. He'll throw a backwards pass to Wagoner. He'll run with it, gets tripped up, and taken down for a gain of a couple. So another completion for Harmison. He stays perfect. And that was Wagoner's first reception of the day. They get second and 8. It was close to about 1.5 yard gain on that play. Give the full 2. Empty backfield, 4 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far. Rolling to his right is Harmison immediately. Looking downfield, fires at the 40-yard line, incomplete. It was low, and that is the first incompletion of the game for the sophomore quarterback.
We'll bring up 3rd and 8.
So it'll be 3rd down and 8. And if the Thunder can turn away the Falcons right here, that will be huge for them. Chance to get the ball right back and get right back up by 2 scores. As for the Falcons trying to get their first down of this drive and keep it going. 11-10 left to go, rather 11-11 left to go in this third quarter, 20-12. Omaha Central leads Riley County. Allen in the backfield, takes a snap, drops back to pass, looking downfield, steps up the pocket, he's going to try to run, gets to the 35, first down, 40, 45, and slides at the 47-yard line.
Eli Harmison on
15-yard carry for Eli Harmison. That is his first positive gain of the day. They'll say the 46, so it was a 14-yard run, but regardless, a fantastic play. Keep this drive going. Coming back to pass. Throws over the middle. That ball is going to be caught. Fantastic diving catch made at the Neymar Central 47-yard line.
Great catch by Lucas Cole.
7-yard play as Cole calls it in for his first reception of the second half. As Cole's 4th catch of the day. So 2nd down and 3. Omaha Central's secondary needing to step up here in the second half. Man in motion is Allen. Wagoner in the backfield. Hand it off. Wagoner left side gets to the 45 as a whole and gets the first down, taking down the 41.
Gain of 6. Takes the ball off the left side.
That is his first carry of this second half. He has 10 carries for 67 yards so far on the day. Bit of a rough first half for Wagoner. Did have that 50-yard run, but besides that, hasn't been able to do a whole lot. So 1st and 10 from the Omaha Central 41-yard line. I think that's 42. And off right side, Wagoner again gets the 40 and dragged down at the 37-yard line. So gain of 5, making it 2nd and 5. And as they closer to the 38-yard line, so gain of 4, make it 2nd and 6. 9:20 left to go. Should Riley County score here? Should be an interesting decision for the Falcons. See if they possibly go for the tie or just try to kick the PAT, which they're 0-for-2 on so far tonight. Freeze, the kicker, has the leg, but just hasn't had one go through so far. Under pressure and taken down for a sack That is Holden Bass. What a day he's had. Drop back for a loss.
Eli Harmison's back by number 75.
A loss of 3, making it 3rd down and 10.
Ball is back to the
make it a 4-yard loss.
Line of scrimmage, 3rd and 10.
Back to the 41-yard line. Big play here for Riley County. Possibly a quick little pass, maybe a run to set them up for 4th and short. Try to keep this drive alive. Only one wide receiver split out far. And it'll be a fake handoff. Bootleg to the left side. He's going to throw it downfield. And that's going to be Gavin Kane, who's going to pick it off. It was a jump ball. Freeze was the intended receiver, but Gavin Kane read it all the way. Fantastic coverage. And the first mistake of the day from Eli Harmison, it is a costly one.
Pass intercepted by number 7, Gavin Kane.
So that sets up the Thunder. Try to get the first score of the half as they get the ball at their own 15-yard line.
Ball is at the 15-yard line.
And more importantly, a big boost of momentum as well. .808 left to go in quarter number 3 of house. In the gun. With the Thunder offense on the field for the first time this half. Hand off Hike, right side. Gets hit for a manageable gain of, I believe, 3.
Number 8, Cooper Hike on the carry.
He had 15 carries for 125 yards in that first half. And that first carry goes for just 2, actually. So, put him at the 17-yard line. 2nd and 8. That actually looks closer to a 3-yard carry, so 2nd and 7. Up house in the gun once again, takes a snap, handoff, Hike up the middle, and just plowing through, getting a first down and taken down at the 27-yard line. So a 10-yard gain and making it 1st and 10. Honestly, I would not blame them one bit if Hike was the only person to touch the ball for the rest of the game. The way he runs the ball and how efficient he is, as mentioned, he had 10.8 yards per carry coming into the game. He'll get it again. On 1st and 10, gets tripped up for a gain of 5. Gets to the 32 this time. Senior surpassed the 1,000-yard mark last year. 10th in the entire state among all classifications in rushing yards. 26 touchdowns on the ground, if you include today's.
4
touchdowns in every single game, except for 2 weeks ago when he had 5. Actually, closer to 2nd and 4 now for the Thunder. Hand off, Hike. Left side, breaks a tackle, breaks another one, stays on his feet, gets the first down, drives his leg past the 40. All the way to the 44-yard line. Gain of 12. He got hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And, man, he just keeps going. Low center of gravity. So now with the ball at their own 44-yard line with 6:27 to go. In this third quarter, that is. Leading 20-12 over Riley County. It's the 45 midfield. 45, first down and more. Stays upright, 40. And taken down at the 36-yard line. 20-yard gain for Cooper Hike.
That
is his 3rd carry of 20-plus yards on the day. He now has 20 carries for 176 yards. He has his rushing touchdown. He also has a receiving touchdown as well. Now they have the ball from the Falcon 37 with 6 minutes left to go in quarter number 3. Hike again, left side. It's the 35 to the 30, dragging tacklers and taken down to the 28. Another first down. Oh, it actually was inside the 25, down to the 24. So a 13-yard play, actually, at the yard lines mixed up there. So from the 24-yard line, it's not like they're slowly moving the ball. They're getting up to the line of scrimmage pretty quickly. They're continuing to milk this clock. Run up the middle. Hike, 20. And taken down this time at the 18-yard line, so a gain of 7. That is his 7th carry of this drive.
6 yards, it'll be 2nd and 4.
Nobody else has touched the ball in this app. It's kind of what I was talking about earlier. Just keep giving him the ball. Yeah, it does look tired. Though he's hunched over. Looks over to the sideline, maybe giving him a couple extra seconds of breath before getting the ball yet again. With 5:05 now left to go in the quarter. Hand off. Hike. Right side. 15. Lee hurdles the defender. Gets down to 10. Near the 5-yard line. Take it down to the 6. Gain of 11. And that carry right there gets him over 200 yards on the day. He has 207 on 23 carries.
Ball is at the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal.
So first and goal from the 5-yard line. Hike, right side, gets hit, and gets taken down for a loss. Good tackle that time by Culp.
Lucas Culp on the low tackle.
Now be a loss of 1.
That's a loss on the play.
So far today, Nemaha Central is 3-for-3 on touchdowns converted in the red zone. Trying to go 4-for-4 right here. 13-yard passing touchdown by Uphouse and 2 rushing touchdowns. One by Uphouse and 1 by Hike. Run left side. Hike cuts up the middle. Fantastic juke move into the end zone for the touchdown. That is his 2nd of the day. He was the only person to touch the ball that drive, besides, of course, the man handing off to him, Braden Uphouse. And he now has 2 touchdowns, 25 carries, 211 yards, 4:07 left to go in this 3rd quarter. And it is 26-12 for the time being. That drive goes for 4 minutes and 1 second. As we await for the PAT here. And it's going to be good for 2. On another run up the middle this time. And it is 28-12. So a big opening drive. Touchdown by Nemaha Central after stopping Riley County as they marched down the field a ways. But an interception by Gavin Kane set him up for the score. We'll send it to a break with 4:07 left to go in quarter number 3. It's Nemaha Central leading 28-12 over Riley County here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Kansaland Radio.
28-12, our score. Nemaha Central, another touchdown inside the red zone. 5-yard rushing score by Cooper Hike. With 4:07 left to go in the 3rd quarter, a drive that goes for 4 minutes and 1 second. As here's Wagoner on the return, gets hit at the 28, spins away from tackle, and gets taken down to the 31-yard line, which is where the Falcons will get their 2nd drive of this 3rd quarter. That drive summary has been brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our first final score of the night, Clifton Clyde wins on the road at Rock Hills, 46-0. The Eagles are now 6-1 on the season, and Rock Hills falls to 2-5. We had El Saline defeat Washington County last night, 42-10, so El Saline improves to 5-2. And as for Washington County, they fall to 4-3. So from their own 30, that's where they'll officially mark it. Back to work goes Riley County's offense. Pump fake, throwing downfield, deep shot, and nobody home. And freeze. And Harmison, some miscommunication. So It's been a rough go in the third quarter for Eli Harmison. He started the game 9-for-9, but then had an incompletion, a 7-yard gain, then an interception, and now another incompletion. So the Thunder secondary starting to step up here in this third quarter. Clock stops with 3:53 to go in this third quarter, with Nemaha Central leading Riley County 28-12. Your score brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview with your scoring updates. Harmison takes a snap, handoff right side. Here is Wagner to the 30, tripped up there and taken down at the 32-yard line for a gain of a couple. So Harmison had that 14-yard completion. But other than that, this offense has not done a whole lot in this second half. 14-yard run, beg your pardon. That was on a 3rd and 8 last drive, and it's 3rd and 8 right now. Empty backfield from the near hash. He's going to run to the right side, looking to throw, and coming back to the near side, gets hit, throws under pressure, throws it up, and it is incomplete. Almost intercepted, but getting hit in the midsection was the member of the secondary, Gavin Kane, looking for his second pick of the day. And it'll be 4th down and 8. Not the way you would want the second half to start for Riley County. Just trailing 20-12 at the half, having some momentum going into the break, but then throwing an interception last drive, and now with 3 and outs. Now Nemaha Central get a second crack at things. Wagoner to punt it away. The line drive, first bounce of the 43, and stops Allen Dime at the 40, and rolls in favor of Nemaha Central to the 41-yard line, so great field position for Nemaha Central as well, as if they need it. So that last drive for Nemaha Central, the only person that got some run was Cooper Hike. He had 9 carries. And those, see if we can do some quick math in my head here, went for 86 yards and a touchdown. So from their own, actually, we'll say the 40-yard line as well, where they'll spot the ball. Uphouse hands it off to guess who? Cooper Hike gets hit by a group of Falcons. It gets taken down at the 46-yard line, so gain of 6 on first and 10.
Good for 5 yards. Second and 5 on the 46-yard line.
So second and 6. And the Falcons have a response. They'll bring some extra, but Uphouse is going to roll to his right and look to throw. Got a man there. It's Hike at the 45 to the 40. Taking down the 39-yard line. 15-yard pitch and catch.
Super Hike.
First completion of the half for Braden Uphouse. Now Hike has 4 catches for 38 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. Came on the opening drive of the game for the Thunder. Now, limping off to the sideline is Holden Bass, and you hate to see that because he has been phenomenal on the defensive side. He has a sack and a blocked punt, and that blocked punt led to a Nemaha Central touchdown. Set them up at the 5-yard line. That was all the way back with a little over 10 minutes left in the second quarter. Handoff, Hike up the middle, gets tripped up, taken down to 40. Gain of, or actually no, it was a 38 to 35, so a gain of 3 on that play. That might, once again, yard markers mixed up there.
Brought down by Eli Cias.
Cias with a tackle, the junior defensive tackle.
And Brogan Shue, number 57.
And you just heard Brogan Shue as well, the defensive end, also a junior. He's having a heck of a year, entered tonight's game with 59 tackles. And off left side for Hike, gets to the 30, gets passed to the 27. So gain of 8 this time by Cooper Hike. And they'll move the chains as Nemaha Central approaches the red zone.
Good for a first down.
Braden Uphouse on the day is 8-for-13 with 64 passing yards and a passing touchdown. As for Cooper Hike, he has 28 carries for 228 yards, two rushing touchdowns, and also has four catches for 38 yards and a receiving touchdown. From the 27-yard line of Raleigh County, with 50 seconds left in this third quarter, rolling to his right, Uphouse fires pass that is intercepted. That was Noah Freeze with the interception at the 30-yard line. And that is huge for Raleigh County. Didn't hear much from the crowd, but that is a huge play for the Falcons. Down by just two scores. Now they can see if they can get the momentum going. So on first and 10, Armisen will hand it off. Wagoner up the middle falls forward after driving his legs, gets to the 35-yard line for a gain of 4.
Manson Wagoner on the carry.
31 seconds left as the clock stops for an injured player.
Down.
And that is Josh Gonzalez, the junior, as he gets to his feet, and I think he'll, looks like he's okay. Maybe he got the wind knocked out of him. He's hunched over, hands on his knees, not limping or anything like that, so he'll head over to the sideline. Looks like he's okay. Looking at the K-Preps 2A rankings, Southeast of Saline is ranked number 1. Nemaw Central, number 2. Southeast of Saline is at 0-6 Lions tonight. As for the teams behind them, Kingman at number 3. They are at 4-2 Haven. Haven has had some pretty good wins this season. And last week, they got a nice win as well, did Kingman. Sabetha, as mentioned, beating up on Horton. And then number 5, Ellsworth. They are 6-0. They are hosting 3-3 Halstead. So it's second down and 6 with 16 seconds left as the clock starts to wind down. I think they might just let this run out and go into the fourth quarter down by 2 possessions. And it looks like they will. So that is the end of the third quarter. Nemaw Central leads at 28-12 at Raleigh County. We'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales. I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Out of the break as we enter the fourth quarter, Falcons have the ball on a 2nd and 6 from their own 35. Big drive here for Raleigh County as they recover an interception. Here's a handoff left side. And getting past a couple of tackles, staying on his feet is Wagoner, getting all the way down to the 45-yard line for a gain of 10. Very well done to keep his balance. Take a look at the scores. Start off with Hanover leading Lynn 36-12 with 4:38 to go in the third quarter. How about Holton? They're still beating up on Topeka Hayden 30-7 is the score there. Two of the three top teams in Class 3A. Also McLeod. They are up on Oskaloosa 22-7. So 1st and 10 from the Raleigh County 45. Handoff left side is Allen. He gets to the 50-yard line. A solid gain of 5 is Allen, sophomore, gets his first carry of the second half.
Which
chance for Riley County to get back within one possession. Emaw Central was just moving their way down the field at will with Cooper Hike, but then going to the air for the second time in the half was Braden Uphouse, and he threw an interception. And we'll see if maybe that was the, you know, not the last pass of the game, but most likely not going to go over the air too often here. Try to play it safe and let the clock be your best friend. So second and five from right at midfield. Armisen, pump fakes, hits, and just gets it out. Is that going to be an intentional grounding? Maybe not in the immediate area, but there was Sam Allen, and they will say that it is not intentional grounding. He didn't get outside the pocket, but Allen, I guess, was close enough to being in the area for it to not be grounding. So it's third and five from midfield.
Incomplete pass.
Chance for a big-time stop right here for Nemaha Central, but this might be four-down territory here. Down by two scores with 10:45 to go in the game. I don't think that punting it isn't even an option. Empty backfield, trips to the far side, but then I also have a man split out wide to the far side. Looking for a throw. That is going to be incomplete. That was a dangerous throw there to almost intercept it. It was Carter Rottinghouse.
Brings up fourth and five.
And I'll make it fourth and five. He tried a quick swing pass to Sam Allen, and it didn't work. Harmison started the game 9 for 9, but has only completed one of his last six passes. And one of those was an interception. Trying to turn things around in a big way here. Keep this thing going. Wagoner will be in the backfield, and actually now he will slowly walk his way towards the far side. They run with the same formation. Freeze, the lone man on the near side. Again, four men on the far side. Fourth and five. Here we go. Pump fake to the check down. He's hit, and he is going to be taken down for a loss. And that's sack by the big man, number 61, Connor Dieters, the senior defensive tackle, all the way back
for a loss of
seven, says the PA announcer.
Ball goes over on down.
And Omaha Central has the ball in Falcon territory. What a stand by the Thunder defense.
First and ten.
Getting the ball at the 44-yard line. With 10:28 left to go. Hand off. Hike up the middle. Tripped and taken down. Fantastic tackle by Culp. Gain of just one.
Lucas Culp on the nice tackle.
That is the 14th carry of the second half for Cooper Hike. He has 29 carries on the day for 229 yards, two rushing touchdowns, also has four receptions for 38 yards, and a receiving touchdown. That's for Braden Uphouse. He is 8 for 14 with 64 passing yards, one passing touchdown, and an interception. So second and nine from the 43. Uphouse, handed off, and taken down in the backfield for losses. Wade Leonard on his first carry of the day. Once again, they try to get a little tricky, and it backfires. That's a loss of four. Actually, a loss of three. And that was Eli Cias and Jackson Shanahan on that left side of the defensive line making the play. So third down and 12. Three men in the backfield. One man split out to each side of the field. Extra pressure brought on. Hand off Hike. Bounces to the outside. Gets to the 45, to the 40. 35 got a first down at the 30. And take it down all the way down to the 26-yard line. Gain of 20 on a third and 12. What a play by Cooper Hike, the senior. Almost all day he has gone in between the tackles. This time he bounces it out wide. And as mentioned, Riley County brought the house up the middle, and nobody was out there trying to tackle the big man. The first and 10 from the Riley County 26 for Nemaha Central. They lead at 28-12 with 8:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Of House in the gun. He'll take the snap. Hand it off of the middle. Ike gets hit from behind and tackled forward to the 22 for a gain of 4. And with that run, Easter Bass is the quarter of a millennium mark, 31 for 253. And now we have a Falcon who is slow to get up. We'll go ahead and send it to a quick break, and we'll come back. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they are well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Casasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Casasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
The injured player was... That was Broken Shoe. Came off in his own power of the sideline. And now the first play out of the break will be a 2nd and 7 from the 24. Here's Hike up the middle. Gets bottled up at the 20. And trying to drive his legs forward. He'll be taken down. Looks like at the right at the 20. So gain of 4 for Cooper Hike. And it was 3rd down. Third down and 3. Make it a long 3, maybe closer to 3rd down and 4 right at the 20. Possible 4-down territory here for the Thunder, perhaps. 3 men in the backfield, up House in the gun. Waits the snap. Now I'll take it. Hand off, flag comes in. Height gets hit, driving his legs, and looks like he has the 1st down, but we will await the penalty as he gets all the way to the 13-yard line, so gain a 7. Again, Cooper Height just showing his toughness and tenacity of just running through the tackles, getting hit, staying going. And it's going to be an illegal motion against Nemaha Central. That's just the 2nd penalty of the game for Nemaha Central. 4th of the game overall.
Makes the ball back.
The only 2 penalties against Riley County were both on kickoffs. One was an offside, and one was just on the opening kickoff. Freeze forgot to kick the ball. He ran right past it. Backs it up to the 25-yard line. It's 3rd and 9 now with 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Hand off, Hike up the middle, has a hole this time, gets to the 15, down to 10, and inside the 10 gets down to the 7 for a gain of 18. Another 3rd and long converted on a halfback run. He has 275 rushing yards now. As the clock continues to wind down, and now 1st and goal. Again, they're 4 for 4 on the red zone. Of House is under center this time. Kane goes in motion, hand it off to him, bounces out to the outside, and he will walk in for the Nemaha Central touchdown. That is his 4th touchdown of the day, his 3rd rushing touchdown. And it is now 34-12. A huge silencer for this Thunder offense.
Scores Nemaha Central 34, Riley County 12.
They will go for two once again. Missed the drive after the turnover on downs on a Connor Dieter sack. Uphouse will be in the gun. Take the handoff, rolls to his left, now comes back towards the middle under pressure, throws it, that's going to be caught by Hike. He'll go the far side and throw about a double pass, but that was a forward pass. Gets hit and taken down at the 2-yard line. It's kind of a strange 2-point conversion there, but it stays 34-12. Another touchdown by Cooper Hike with 6:33 left to go. Once again, our score, Nemaha Central 34, Riley County 12, here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you, here on 92.1 KMZA. Back in 30 seconds.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca, with three Milwaukee sales going on at once. Choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
92.1 FM KMZA.
And what a game we have here. Nemaha Central possibly pulling away after a huge touchdown by Cooper Hike from 7 yards out to make it 34-12. Jared Sleppy with you. Couple scores around the area. Axtell wins yet again. They are now 7-0 as they defeat Axtell, or rather they defeat Frankfurt 62-14. Also around the area, Houghton leads Topeka Hayden 37-7 with 9:51 left to go in the fourth quarter. And Hanover defeating Lynn 48-12 with 1:57 left in the third quarter. Here's a kickoff that's booted by Allen at the 15. He picks it up, and rather the 10-yard line gets taken down at the 16. So not a great start to this possession for Riley County. Third possession of the half coming up for Riley County. They had an interception thrown by Harmison. That started out their first drive. Their second drive was a turnover on downs, and now they'll have to take the ball from their own 16-yard line, get it all the way down the field, make it the 17-yard line with 6:29 left to go. They got to do it in a hurry as they are now down by three possessions for the second time today. They were down 20-0, but they got it back within 20-12 before the half, and it is here's a completion to Noah Freeze, taking down the 24-yard line.
Number 10, Noah Freeze on the reception.
But the passing game really gone cold here in the second half as the Nemaha Central defense has really stepped up in a big way. Harmison completed his first 9 passes, since then he's only completed 2 of his last 7. Only 16 passing yards from Harmison in this second half. Harmison throws far side, once again caught this time by Allen, makes the man miss, gets the first down marker at the 30, 35, 40, and goes out of bounds at the 43-yard line. A gain of 19 by Sam Allen on his second reception of the day. This one, the first one for positive yards. The first one went for no gain. This is something that the Falcons offense really missed here in the second half. Just some nice chunk passes. That one you can credit mostly to Allen, who made a man miss. That would probably only have been about a 6-yard play, but after that, getting some yards after contact and getting all the way to the 43-yard line. Still in their own territory, though, with 5:50 left to go here in the game. Armisen hands it off, Wagoner right side. And just shy of midfield at the 49 is where he's taken down for a gain of 6. 15th carry of the day for the senior running back. He has 15 carries for 92 yards.
Second and 4.
Drops back to pass. Throw Harmison. Complete shy of the sticks, but then getting the first down is Culp for his 5th catch of the day right at the 45-yard line. 7-yard pitch and catch that time. Mentioned the 5 catches. He has 43 receiving yards on the day as well. So a lot of these short little passes for Culp, the leading receiver on this Riley County squad. Riley County next week. They will take on Horton as they hand off left side. Wagoner gets to the 45, driving his legs, trying to get to the 40. Not going to get it, though. Taken down at the 42. Gain of three.
Dave Allen on the carry. Ball to the 43-yard line.
My mistake. It was actually Riley County. They're going to be at Minneapolis. My mistake on that. Final game of district play coming up next week for the Falcons. Second and seven. Hand off to Allen this time. Trying to bounce to the outside. Gets undercut. Fantastic defensive play on that defensive line by Abram Keim, the sophomore defensive tackle. And that one will be for no gain.
For no gain. Brings up third down.
Might need to go to the air here. Wagoner is going to be in the backfield. These two, Harmison's left, the sophomore, from the gun. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far. He is going to throw it. That ball is caught, shy of the six, but then getting the first down with his legs at the 32-yard line. That is Jace Woodard. He had the two touchdowns in the first half, this time a huge 13-yard completion to keep the drive alive. So now four straight completions after the rough start to the half for Harmison, and they are now at the 30 of Nemaha Central. 3:36 left to go. A lot of time has been taken off on this drive. They still trail by three scores, 34-12 our score. Throw near side. That ball is incomplete. It's headed for Freeze. Fantastic job running that or jumping the route by Gavin Kane as Freeze was hit right. The ball came to him by Kane. Kane has been seeing the ball so well. That makes it second and 10. Had the interception earlier, should have had a second one, but it went through his hands, and he got hit in the air. Very difficult to make those plays and get hit in the air like he did, but he has been seeing the ball very well today. As mentioned, second and 10, 3:26 to go from the 30. End off Wagoner right side, and a flag comes in from the official who is behind the play as he gains 3 yards on second and 10. We await the call from the official, but it looks like it will be against the Falcons. This is their first, it's going to be a hold against the Falcons. That is their first penalty of the second half and their first penalty on offense of the game. Both their penalties came on special teams. That backs them up 10 yards and makes it second and 20. So Nemaha Central catches a break here. Now Harmison going to have to do some stuff with his arm here. From the far side hash, drops back to pass, looking downfield, surveys his progressions, rolls to his right. He's going to run it. He's got 5 yards and pushed out of bounds for a gain of six. But still, third down and 14 coming up from the 34-yard line of Nemaha Central with 3 minutes exactly left to go in this contest.
Ball inside the 35-yard line.
Sabetha at Nemaha Central coming up next week. That game will be on KNZA, 103.1 FM. Also be on our Sabetha channel at msdsports.net, so you can watch that game as well. Here we go, 3rd and 14, empty backfield for Harmison. 4 receivers to the near side from the far side hash. 1 receiver out on the far side as well. Dropping back, needing a good play here. Throws behind Allen. It's incomplete. He had him, but he also was hit as he threw it. Bringing the pressure was Abe Hilbert, the junior. And that hit might have altered the throw. If he had more time, probably would have been able to complete that one. Again, Allen was the intended receiver. So it's now 4th down and 14 with 2:56 left to go. Also, a reminder, on our MSDSports.net, we have a brand-new Jackson Heights channel as well. All things Cobras. Our first broadcast on there at ACCHS tonight. But here we go, 4th and 14, same formation. Armisen, the sophomore, drops back. He's going to look for the end zone, trying to go for freeze, and Kane bats it down out of the air. Good heads-up play to knock it out of the air instead of trying to intercept it. That gives them an extra 25 yards. They'll get the ball and turnover on downs at the 34-yard line with 2:50 to go. As mentioned, he has been just bottling up Noah Freeze. As good as he is a wide receiver, he's equal or even better as a cornerback for this Nemaha Central defense. It's a chance to put the game away with a few first downs. But both teams have all three of their timeouts. So it's not going to be one first down. Might need to be at least two, if not maybe three first downs. Hike tried to go up the middle. Now bounces to the outside. He is all alone, 45-50. Now some Falcons defenders are trying to keep him in bounds or get him out of bounds. They can't. All the way down to the 25-yard line for a gain of 41. Bullying his way down the field, not using his vertical speed. Instead, bounces it out wide.
Breaks to the outside, moves the ball all the way down.
What a run and what a day by the senior who has 35 carries for 323 rushing yards, three rushing touchdowns, and one receiving touchdown. And he continues to have every single game of this season have four touchdowns or more. So first and 10 from the Falcon 25-yard line. Not using their timeouts right now with 2:10 left to go. Hike again runs up the middle, gets tripped up and taken down at the 21-yard line for a gain of just 4. Most running backs would see 4 yards as a pretty solid gain, but for Hike, I'm sure it's not exactly what he envisions as a good carry, considering he's averaging 10.8. yards per carry coming into today's contest, as of right now, averaging a little under 10.8 yards per carry. Still a very impressive day by the senior, spoiling senior night for Riley County. And they are not going to use their timeouts here. They're going to let this thing run down with 1:30 left to go. It's second and 5, so they gave Hike a 5-yard carry on that last one. We'll get it again, tripped up and taken down for no gain this time. Maybe gain of 1, actually.
Hike on the carry.
So gain of 4. With 1:09 left to go. And what a game it has been for Nemaha Central. It was close, but they played a fantastic defensive second half, not allowing anything to this Riley County offense. As good as Hike has been, the defense has been just as good. Another run from Hike, gets hit at the 17, taken down there.
Hike on the carry.
For a gain of 3, making it 4th down.
All inside the 20.
And again, the clock not stopping. That might be the final score of the game, or excuse me, the final play of the game. It looks like it will be.
Our friends from Nemaha Central, please be safe going home.
And that's going to be your ball game. Nemaha Central is going to win on the road to stay unbeaten, 34-12. They improve to 7-0 on the regular season, and in district play, they improve as well to a record of 3-0. As for Riley County, they fall to 2-5 overall and 1-2 in district play. We'll send it to to a break real quick, and we'll have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, your final score, Nemaha Central wins it 34-12 at Riley County. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Omaha Central wins it 34-12. Jared Sluppy back with you, and what a second half it was for the Omaha Central defense. The story of the game, though, Cooper Hike, what a day he had. And we will get the stats for you. Let's start off with Cooper Hike. He had 38 carries for 332 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. His streak of 6 consecutive games with 4 rushing touchdowns or more was snapped, but he still did have 4 touchdowns on the day because he had 4 catches for 38 yards and a receiving touchdown. Braden Uphouse over the air was 8 for 14 with 64 yards, a passing touchdown and an interception. Also had 3 carries for 6 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. And as for their leading receiver, it was Hike, but Wade Leonard had the same amount of receptions. All of them were in the first half. He had 4 receptions for 26 yards. Also, Gavin Kane had 3 carries for 35 yards. All of those came in the first half. As for the Falcons, Eli Harmison went 14 for 21 with 175 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and an interception. As for Samson Wagoner, he had 17 carries for 101 rushing yards on his day. Eli Harmison on the ground had 5 carries for minus 9 yards, and Sam Allen, he had 4 carries for 13 yards, as well as 2 catches for 19 receiving yards. Noah Freeze had 2 catches for 11 yards. Jace Woodard had 4 catches for 100 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns, both of those coming in the first half. Failed to mention that Wagoner also had 1 catch for 2 yards, and Lucas Culp, the leading receiver on the day in terms of catches, he had 5 catches for 43 yards. As for the overall stats on the day, it was Omaha Central outgaining Riley County 434-280 with 375 yards on the ground for Omaha Central compared to 105 for Riley County. As for passing yards, it was 175-64 in favor of the Falcons. 8.2 yards per carry for the Thunder tonight, 4.0 yards per carry for Riley County. Both teams had an interception each, and they both came at pretty crucial points in the game, but ultimately they kind of evened out, and it was the Thunder that were able to escape with the win, and mainly because of their defense in the second half, allowing 0 points, getting a couple of turnover on downs, got the interception and the 2 turnovers on downs. But it was a couple of big plays for Omaha Central that gave them the win on the defensive side and gets them to 7-0 on the season. We're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break, and we will come back with some final scores and your player of the game brought to you by Farmer State Bank. You're listening to our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling. Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BOutdoors.com. This is your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pole and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final score, Nemaha Central wins at Riley County 34-12. Jared Sleppy back with you here on our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Let's take a look at some scores around the area. How about this one with Riverside hosting Centralia? It is 20-20 with 6:53 left to go in the game. As for McLeod, they are currently up by 2 touchdowns. They lead at 30-14 with 1:32 left to go against Oskaloosa, trying to get their first back-to-back win since 2018. ACCHS defeats Jackson Heights 18-6 in a big win there. Elsewhere, earlier it was announced that, not announced, but yesterday, let's go back to yesterday, El Saline defeating Washington County 42-10. Clifton Clyde wins at Rock Hills 46-0. Frankfurt, they lose to Axtell 62-14. Elsewhere, Wabunsee wins at home 56-8 over Valley Heights. Silver Lake defeats Moorhill Mount 54-14. Sabetha defeats Horton 62-7. And how about Fulton getting the district title, defeating Topeka Hayden 37-13. The Fulton Twitter page saying, beating Topeka Hayden never gets old. And wow, that was quite the statement win for the Wildcats. Two top three teams in Class 3A going at it, and Holton with a dominant victory. They improved to 6-1. As for Topeka Hayden, they fall to 6-1 in a crucial Class 3A District 4 matchup. And let's now take a look at your player of the game, and it's brought to you by Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. And I would be lying if I told you that this was a difficult decision. Cooper Hike, 38 carries, 332 yards on his day, with 3 rushing touchdowns and 1 receiving touchdown as well. And that included 4 receptions for 38 yards. So what a day for Cooper Hike. He is your player to bank on. Again, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, your player of the game for today. That's going to do it for me. 34-12 in Yamaha Central defeats Riley County. Be sure to stay tuned for our high school football scoreboard show. It's brought to you by Community National Bank. And be sure to stay tuned as well next week for our final regular season game of the year. Hard to believe that's the case, but here we are. Also, we have high school volleyball coming up at Jackson Heights next Tuesday. And then here next week, we go to Jackson Heights as well on Friday. So a lot of great stuff coming up here on our network of stations and also Jackson Heights channel on MSCSports.com as well. So a lot of great stuff we got going on here. We have regional volleyball coming up next Saturday as well, and then state volleyball the following Saturday. So it just keeps on coming. Again, our final score at Yamaha Central defeats Riley County, 34-12. Thank you so much for joining me. Shout out to Kurt back in the studio for making me sound decent here tonight. I appreciate his work every single week here on the game of the week. That's going to be it for me once again. How many times am I going to say that? 34-12, Yamaha Central defeats Riley County. Thanks for listening in. Have a great weekend, everybody.